Well, welcome back to Mugs in the Morning. It is our pleasure to welcome in to Mugs a candidate for the Attorney General of the state of Nebraska. She is Jocelyn Brasher. She is in studio with us right now. We're going to talk about the Democratic nominee. It'll be posing the current Attorney General, Mike Hilgers, in the fall in the general election. Jocelyn, welcome.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in. We were just discussing before I started recording the fact that Nebraska, it's been many years, and I don't know exactly how many, but it's been many terms at least, the AG's office in the state has been occupied by a Republican, and currently is obviously with Mike Hilgers, but been a while since a Democrat even ran against the Republican in office. So that tells me you've got, I mean, first of all, you've got some boldness, you got some guts, and even think you have a chance in a state, you know, basically a Republican red state. So from that flows my first question, which is what motivated you to jump in as a Democrat and run for office for the Attorney General?
Well, that is correct. Yes, it has been a while since a Democrat has held the office, and it has been a while since a Democrat has run for office. So this is a big deal that I am running, and I'm very excited to be running as the Democrat nominee. And I am running because I am a lifelong Nebraskan, and I care about Nebraska and the issues that are facing everyday Nebraskans. Mm-hmm. I am also running because I am a former assistant attorney general. I worked in the office for 5 years, so I care about the office. And I have watched what Hilgers has done in the office for the past 3, now going on 4 years. And he has turned the office into an office for playing political games, and that is not what it is supposed to be. This is supposed to be an independent agency that works for the people, and we need to restore it to that. We need to have more bipartisanship in the office, and having worked in consumer protection for 5 years, I know that the issues that everyday Nebraskans face, they do not discriminate based on whether you are a Democrat or Republican. So
you think he's taking sides, basically, with what he, both in maybe choice of litigation and what he's pursuing to litigate, or?
To answer very clearly, yes, I do.
Okay. I just want to make sure people understand that's, you know, where you're at, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Political games, is that, what all, define that a little bit more.
Sure.
So bring out the details of what you're thinking. Yeah.
One very clear example is with ballot initiatives. Our current attorney general has not been respecting the voters here in Nebraska. The voters have made their voice very clear at the ballot box. One issue that comes to mind, I think, for a lot of people is the issue of medical marijuana. Voters overwhelmingly, with I think it was around 71% or 72%, voted that we want medical marijuana here in Nebraska. And our current attorney general has been fighting, litigating that issue from trying to keep it off the ballot to then it made it on the ballot, and has continued to fight that all the way through continuing today. So that is something that, when I say political games, we need an attorney general who will respect Nebraska voters, and that is what I will do. I will always respect Nebraska voters.
Okay. All right. You've had some experience, some good experience, including just over a county over to the east of us in Dawson County. I saw as a you were the deputy county attorney over there in Dawson.
Yes, sir. I started my career out here in western Nebraska. I worked in the Dawson County Attorney's Office. I led their Child Support Enforcement Division.
Interesting. And then also in Dodge County, pretty much the same role over there, or a little different?
I was a felony prosecutor in Dodge County. Yes, so I prosecuted felony and misdemeanor crimes out there to keep our communities safe.
Okay. How does that help you, that experience, qualify you and help you to run for the office of Attorney General for the whole state?
This experience makes me hugely qualified to run the office, from having the prosecutorial background, having led the Child Support Enforcement Division, having prosecuted violent crimes. And having worked in the office for 5 years in the Consumer Protection Bureau, I am able to get into this office and know what needs to be done to improve the office and to lead it with independence mm-hmm. and integrity on day one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It says you've led multi-state investigations with AGs and federal partners.
Yes. Yeah. So that was one mm-hmm. of my big roles in the Consumer Protection Bureau. I led mm-hmm. 5 multi-state investigations. One big one that I led resulted in approximately $35 million in relief for consumers. And I worked on that with the Consumer Financial mm-hmm. Protection Bureau. And so, again, that just is more leadership experience. Having led these multi-state investigations is leadership experience that I will bring to the office.
Okay. Prosecuted cases in child support, consumer law, and criminal courts. Child support, we hear more and more about that, and deadbeat dads and stuff like that, right?
I'm glad you actually said that term, deadbeat dads, is because when I worked in that office and in enforcing child support, that was a term that I did not allow to be used, is deadbeat dads.
Uh-oh.
Because
I'm in the doghouse.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
It's just everybody has a story and everybody has a background, and you have to, at some point, you need to be tough, but you also have to have empathy. Okay. And that is a characteristic.
So you're talking about not having preconceived notions going into every
correct
case.
Yes.
Along that. And I assure you, you apply that to other
yes.
categories too, not
absolutely.
Just the child support.
Absolutely.
With regard to consumer law, I noticed our current attorney general has pursued a lot of things in that regard and joined other states and, you know, as a friend of the court type thing, joining lawsuits that other states have initiated too, and initiated some here in Nebraska. What would you do differently maybe than he's done in that regard?
So again, I'm glad you brought that up, mm-hmm. that especially these friend of the court briefs that he's filing, mm-hmm. because our attorney general is not focused on the issues here at home. He is focused on getting involved in all of these other lawsuits in all mm-hmm. of these other states, when we need to focus on the issues that are facing Nebraskans here at home. And that is what I'm going to do. There is a time and place to do what he's doing, but that is what he's doing consistently. And he is not focusing on what we need to focus on here at home. And that is going to be my priority, is putting Nebraskans first.
Okay. So go down the road further on that thought then, as far as what your priorities would be. I mean, if you upset him in November, get in the office and get your office decorated. What are you thinking about is, first things you're going to do, first few days and weeks?
Yeah, so consumer protection, having the background, that will be a big priority for me, working to make life more affordable for Nebraskans using our consumer protection and antitrust laws. I think we can all agree that for a lot of people across the state and across the country, life has become increasingly less and less affordable to live day to day.
And are you talking about like scams that pop up and prosecuting the scams that we find? Or
I am not. Actually, what I'm referring to is you walk into your grocery store and the price of groceries are extremely expensive. And we can use our antitrust laws to make sure that corporations
that they're
are
not colluding,
correct?
Type
yes,
deal?
Yeah, exactly.
Not getting together
yes.
to set the price. Well, if you can do that with gas,
all of it. and one thing I'll add, why this race is more important than ever, is because we have federal agencies who mm-hmm. that is their job to do that. We have the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, we have the Federal Trade Commission, but we are seeing those two agencies be dismantled and scaled back. And when that happens, that role shifts to your state attorneys general. You need an attorney general who's going to stand up to big corporations. And our attorney general has shown us time and time again that he sides with big corporations. He's currently taking corporate PAC money. That is something I have vowed that I'm not going to do, because I think when you get into office, it poses a conflict of interest. So I am not taking corporate PAC money. I will stand for the people, with the people. I am going to be the people's attorney and fight for them and make sure that we are able to fight those big corporations when they come in and hike prices. And I guess scams, scams as well. But this is an affordability and using our laws that we have in place to make sure that we keep life affordable for Nebraskans.
For folks that joined us a little bit into the interview and they didn't get my introduction, I'll remind them that I'm visiting with Jocelyn Brasher, and she got the Democratic nomination for Attorney General in the recent primary election, and you're going to run this fall in the general election against Mike Hilgers, the current AG. And it says also here, one of your bullet points, secured $36 million plus in settlements for Nebraska consumers. So I'm sure you're proud of that.
I am very proud of that. I want to get back to work and work hard for Nebraskans so that we can have real meaningful results, which is something that we're not really seeing happening right now. One thing that I can mention is that there was a lawsuit against Live Nation Ticketmaster. That's a big one.
I remember that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know about that one. That's huge. It was making the news. Yeah. And we were involved in that lawsuit. And then our AG made a settlement that he didn't actually even put a press release out on. And so I think a lot of people don't even know that our AG's office, after a jury has been sworn in, litigation has been ongoing, he backed out. Instead of staying in and fighting, he backed out and settled with Live Nation and Ticketmaster. And as Attorney General, I'm going to fight. I'm going to be your fighter. I'm not going to back out, especially when a litigation is currently ongoing and a jury's been sworn in. Why would you not stay and fight? And he's not given us an answer for that.
Okay, that's a good point. Says on this release I was sent, she's running to return the office to its real mission, protecting all Nebraskans, our children, our seniors, our workers, and our communities. How do you pick? I mean, because I'm sure there's millions of different things you can prioritize, but I mean, that you've got to choose from to prioritize. But what gets your attention the most? I mean, if you're elected, what do you think's gonna, what are you looking for that's out there litigation wise that, and then after you pick it, how do you go say, this is how we go about it, you know?
That's another really great question. Yeah. I love that, because that is an easy one for me to answer.
Okay.
Because the Attorney General's office gets complaints in. There is a process for filing a complaint to the Attorney General's office.
Okay.
So if you are scammed, if you believe there is a company acting fraudulently, you report that to the Attorney General's office. So it's not like you have to necessarily go out searching for lawsuits to join in other states like our AG is currently doing. The cases presumably could come to you. They fall in your lap. You see a repeated pattern with the company and you say, okay, this is something we need to investigate. Mm-hmm. This is something we need to look at. And that is what I want to hear from consumers. The issues that are happening here at home that consumers are reporting, that's what I'm going to focus on. Not these out-of-state issues that don't affect Nebraskans. That's not what we need to be focusing on. We need to be focusing on what consumers are reporting here at home and the issues that they're facing.
More focus on what's happening within the boundaries of Nebraska.
Correct.
Rather than joining stuff that's going on outside.
Correct.
Right?
To me, that's a waste of taxpayers' time, money, and resources when we're not focused on Nebraska.
Okay. Interesting. Have we covered about everything that you wanted to promote about, you know, why you think you're the better option come November when people step into the ballot booth?
I think, you know, I just want to drive home that we have an attorney general who I believe is, I'll put it this way. I don't think AG should stand for aspiring governor which I think is what our current attorney general.
I haven't heard that is, one before.
Right?
Interesting.
It is not supposed to stand. AG is not supposed to stand for aspiring governor. I want to get into the office because I actually want to be AG. I want to be the attorney general. I'm not using this office as a stepping stone. I want to get in there and I want to work for the people. I want to be the people's lawyer.
Okay. All right. Well, and it'll be interesting to hear. Have you gotten good feedback in your travels and hearing from people? Have you gotten those concerns conveyed to you?
I have, yeah. No, so this is one of my first of many trips going to be going mm-hmm. around the state. Mm-hmm. And I have been getting incredibly positive support and feedback from Republicans, Independents, Democrats. I am running as a Democrat, but this office is about enforcing the law, and it is not about politics. And I think that is one thing I want people to know, is that when I get into office, I'm not going to be representing a single party, any other elected office or official. I'm going to be working for Nebraskans. And so that is something that I want them to know. And I want to, you know, like I said, this is going to be one of many trips across the state. And I look forward mm-hmm. to hearing from a lot of people, hearing their issues, and I want them to know mm-hmm. that when I get into office, I will work for all Nebraskans.
I like what this says here on the release, independence, not politics. Public service means public trust. The AG's office doesn't belong to any party, governor, or national political network. It belongs to Nebraskans. Jocelyn will lead an office that follows the law and serves the people. I think that's what people ask for, people want, you know.
It is.
Follow the law. And it is hard, I think, on some things to keep your political stance out of it and keep it from influencing you. But from what I hear you saying is that you have a D. I mean, the D will be behind your name, but you're not going to be thinking that way, or your mission is not going to be, you know, totally on the Democratic side or from a Democratic standpoint. It's more about serving all Nebraskans.
Absolutely.
What you feel is best.
Yeah, absolutely. I thank you for reading that. That is mm-hmm. that's very important to me. And I think one thing that, again, contrasts myself from our current attorney general is that, again, this is going back to what I mentioned earlier with the ballot initiatives, is that I think when people have made their voice heard at the ballot box, that it's important to respect that and to respect the Constitution. And it is not my job to bring in my personal opinion.
That would be a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you. I tend to agree.
I mean, and I'm not making an endorsement or anything. I'm just saying I like hearing that more from politicians rather than I'm in this camp and I'm not considering the other side, that they might have some good thoughts. And I like that.
And I think a lot of people that I'm talking to agree with you on that, that they like what I have to say, and I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to, we're just past the primary. We're a week past the primary, so the hard work is starting, and I'm looking forward to getting my message across the state.
Yeah.
So thank you for
and
having me today.
You'll actually have an opponent coming your way in November, but I mean, first of all, thank you for running, because it takes a lot of time, effort, and a lot of money to run any kind of campaign.
Yes.
And you strike me as someone who's pretty confident, and you're pretty solid in what you believe, and you have certain principles you abide by, and you're pretty confident that those are good things to run on. So.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me here today. And
you're welcome.
One last thing I would add to anyone who's listening is, if you like what I have to say, to please share my message with your neighbors, your friends, your family, your coworkers, because this is going to be an uphill battle for me, running against an incumbent who's also my former boss. But this race is certainly winnable, and it will take all of us to do.
Former boss. Now, there's a twist there. Take down the former boss there. Boss, I can do it better than you. That's kind of weird.
It is, but, you know, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't think I could.
Well, hopefully there won't be too much mudslinging in the months leading up to it or anything. But I thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Today, and where's your next, where's your travels taking to you here in the next week or two?
This trip is taking me here today in North Platte. I will be doing Scotts Bluff in South Sioux City. So I look forward to meeting all of the people.
You're going to Scotts Bluff and then you're crisscrossing all across?
I sure am.
Back to the northeast, touching the northeast corner.
I sure am. So okay. Looking forward to meeting all the people there.
Well, best of luck to you as November comes in.
Thank you.
Jocelyn Brasher, and she's running for Attorney General of the state of Nebraska and opposing Mike Hilgers this November.